Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com. Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. These light warriors, both native New Yorkers, walk their walk, talk their talk, and keep the real in the deal. This dynamic duo joined forces to assist you through your transformational journey one step at a time, empowering you with spiritual tools you can use in your daily life. Each show begins as a conversation creating an opening for spiritual connection. There are never any scripts, and spirit is always illuminating the way. And that's when the shift hits the fan. The magical messages of the ancestors, spirit guides, and Gaia are respected, honored, and always given sacred space to communicate. Join Marilyn and Elizabeth as they shake shift up and do what they do best, speak from their hearts.
Welcome, everyone. It's Marilyn Maldonado and my co-host Elizabeth Lindsay, and we're back. And this time, we're going to be talking about how some people come into our lives for a season, a reason, a lifetime. And let's not forget that we come into people's lives for a reason, a season, and a lifetime as well, right? So it's a really exciting topic for me. I just love talking about this. So we're going to come together and we're going to, you know, just express what it is that we, how we see this and how we feel this in our own lives. And hopefully it correlates with yours as well. Okay.
So. Good morning, Marilyn. I'm so happy to be here with you, darling. Okay.
Good morning.
So, you know, I had a light bulb, actually. I don't know what it is, but it's like as soon as you go on, like the minute before you go on, like every single cobweb in my throat is like, I'm here. Clear your throat. You know, I don't know if that happens to you. Is that your doggy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, no, it's fine.
She's usually in here with me.
Yeah, for me, it's like as soon as I know I'm supposed to start talking, it's like my whole throat like gets verklempt. I don't know if that's just like a secret. Yeah, but I did have a light bulb yesterday when I was thinking, and you know, you and I meet several times a week and we chat, and I forgot to tell you this. But, you know, somebody wrote that poem. That's where that comes from. It's a poem. Mm-hmm. And I tried to figure out who wrote the poem because it seemed to be controversial who wrote the poem. So I'm not going to say who wrote the poem, but the season, the reason, the lifetime, there's a poem out there. And most people say unknown, but there's a couple of different names that are attached to it. But, you know, when I got married in the 1980s, this is a long time ago, and I just thought, oh, my God, this is so fitting for our show today. My mother, and when I got married, read an insert from the Bible, from the King James Bible, which my mother never did. It's not something that we dived into the Bible. That's just not a likely scenario in my family. But I was getting married in, I think it was 1988, and in New York on a boat going around the river, believe it or not. And we wanted to remember my dad, who had recently passed, and some other passages in our family that had happened in the year before. And she ended up reading the Ecclesiastes 3, which is a reason, a season, a time. Mm. And she read it in honor of the people that were gone, the people that we wanted to remember. And I actually have the folded up piece of paper in the Bible that was hers when she was a little girl. And I thought I would just read it. Yeah. And some people are not familiar with the Bible. They may know this from the mamas and the papas, because the mamas and the papas, you know, I don't want to say they plagiarized King James Bible, but they had something to say about it. So here we go. This is the King James Version. To everything there is a season and a time, to every person purpose, sorry, under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. And I just thought how beautiful my mother had the hindsight to read that and remember the people, because I was pretty young at that time. I don't think I was really awake at that point. But to remember, it's so well written. It's so beautifully written that everything really does have its season. So I just kind of wanted to start off with that little memory, because
I think that's beautiful.
You're the one who initiated this topic of this show, I think. And I know you've got a lot to say, but it does my heart good to read that. And it's a good reminder for all of us how everything ebbs and flows.
Yeah, because everything is constantly changing, right? And right? And so it's important for us to recognize that, right? You know, the importance of change, and that when we're resistant to change, or when we're resistant to letting go of things, it impacts us. It just impacts us. And it's an important, important thing to remember, right? As well as when, you know, when someone is in our life for a reason, it is usually to meet a need, right, that we have experienced outwardly and inwardly. And we're not conscious nor aware of this. And so that's an important part, too, because sometimes we believe that we know certain things, or that, you know, we're conscious of certain things. And we sometimes aren't. There's a lot of things, like, you know, some relationships are seasonal. And in these relationships, we tend to learn about ourselves, right? It's about letting go and when it's time for them to let go. And it's learning what they came to teach us as well, because sometimes we just want to hold on so tightly that we don't get the teaching that came with that experience. And the whole process of life is the teaching, you know, the journey, right? The journey is what's important here. And we tend to forget, because sometimes we want what we want when we want it. And it's important, right? And it's so important for us to be able to say, what am I learning here? What am I learning here? What am I learning about myself, right? Right? Because there's usually some need or purpose, you know, to be filled or answered, or for us to become aware of in ourselves. And that's really important. So I just wanted to speak on that, because I think that it's really, you know, I mean, this topic was like so supercharged with me, yesterday, today. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm in this different type of energy today. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I do feel strongly like there are no accidents. Every single person that crosses our path, I don't believe in coincidences. I think you're on the same page with me on that. And I believe everybody that crosses our path really presents an opportunity for us, either knowledge or expansion or experience, whatever it is. And now, after everything I've been through, I kind of look at it like I look at that, what I just read, as like a river, right? It's like, okay, well, I'm going to follow the flow. I'm gonna know, hopefully, with my experiences of broken hearts and broken friendships, and maybe, you know, very loving people that I love that I parted in a good way from, you know, all of it. But what to keep, what to gather, and what to release, right? Because it is a constant ebb and flow. But I really look at it as ebb and flow, yeah. But I look at it as like a river moving forward.
You know, I'm thinking, like, I'm going to break in here for a minute, because I'm thinking your mother left you such a beautiful map, of navigating life, right? For navigating life. My God, that's so powerful, right? Like, I couldn't even, I said, I know she's in the middle of saying something, but it's like this information was like, it's a map, you know, for living your best life, right? And if you would have read each one for your experiences and your new awareness of where you are and, you know, what you've learned through life experiences, it is a map to guide you, to help you to navigate the waters, right? Like you said, you know, the river flowing, right? So your internal waters as well. How powerful is that? Wow. So thank you to Mama, right?
Yeah, I know. She gets in whenever she can, Marilyn. So it's not a shocker. Yeah. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, I think we take the gifts from these people, whether they were, felt like a hardship. You know, I don't know about you, Marilyn, but for me, like, I'm pretty tough nut to crack open. So, you know, usually they have to make things pretty difficult for me to get my attention, right? Yeah. And I've been very open about my journey. And about 5 years ago, I had a 3-year health crisis and I fought for my life. What I didn't expect was everybody, almost all my support, to fall away from me. And at that point in time, I was very, very bitter. And I felt very alone in this very scary journey. And of course, I had people helping me and talking to me and counselors and trusted friends that did stand the test of time. But there was so much that fell away. And at that time, I remember people saying, you know, new things are coming and you are being transforming and you are being broken open for a different reason, a different path, a beginning of a continuation on your journey. I couldn't see that then. But I'll tell you, hindsight is just so amazing.
Oh,
because
yeah.
So much of my life opened up in a way that I could not even see for myself.
Yeah. And so important not to measure.
Yes,
not to measure
letting
yourself,
those
right?
people go, letting those heartaches go, letting things fall away, brought so many amazing human beings, including yourself, into my life. And so it's important to know that sometimes we hold on to something so tightly because we can't see a better plan, a better way, an opening that's so important for us.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to share that.
Yeah. And I think that's so important, right? And the other thing is to remember that we should, well, I don't like to use the word should, right?
Or woulda, coulda, shoulda,
all of that. So what I'm going to say is that instead of saying the should, is that there are times when it's important for us to recognize where we are measuring our life experiences from, right? Because when we are measuring our life experiences from hindsight, it's really different, right? Because what I know now, if I knew what I knew, what I know now back then I would have, of course, done things differently or said things differently or interacted differently. But I couldn't know that then. And so, right. You know, the measuring stick that you're using is really important, because we have to go into that place where we were making the decision with that, where we were making that decision with the information that we had available, because that's really important. Right. And the other thing is, I want us to remember or go over in several of our past shows. Right. We spoke about the importance of becoming a detective around our own self-talk, triggers, experiences, and declaring our boundaries. And I wanted to speak on the importance of that because, you know, this season, reason, lifetime thing has a lot to do with all of that, right? Because we interpret things based on our experiences, right? Based on our self-talk, based on what we believe is our truth, or, you know, or the truth of what happened or how it happened. And it's important for us to be able to recognize, right, the energies in our relationships, because that matters, right? In the relationships that matter, because they all do. Every relationship we have, whether no matter the size of that relationship, it matters. because it creates an energy, a frequency within us as well, right? And so we, it's important for us to remember how it is that we're feeling, like always tapping into how does this relationship, how do I feel in this relationship, right? Do I feel secure in this relationship? Do I feel supported in this relationship? Do I feel seen, heard in this relationship? You know, do I feel good? You know, all feelings. It's important for us to recognize them because that helps us also in understanding, wow, if I feel really bad in this relationship, you know, I feel really triggered in this relationship, or I feel whatever it is those feelings are, there's a reason or a season for it, right? Yeah. So that's an important thing, right? To recognize, you know, sometimes, yeah, sometimes people are here to just be a reason, right? To give us a reason for something, or to help us to see more, right? And the season, sometimes they just need more time with us, right? Because we take more time to unravel, you know, and dismantle some of the stuff, right, that we have in us, right? So that's an important thing. So I know that we may be having to go to a break.
Yes, you're doing good. Yeah, we're okay. Going to have to go to a break in just a few seconds, but we're going to come back. And I'd really like to talk about, for me, how so many things transformed in my thinking and in my heart with the closures and the losses, and how it really actually opened up and blossomed things for me instead. So we'll be right back. Yeah, so you guys stay tuned.
Beautiful.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Wow, well, welcome back. Here we are. And we're really happy that you've joined Marilyn and myself today on Shooting the Shift, where, you know, the shift hits the fan and we've got lots of things to talk about. And of course, we're going to share some of our personal experiences. And, you know, that's what we do. For me, I know that there's so much that I'm grateful for in the way that people have shown up in my life. And one thing I do want to say that I think is important to mention today is even in my darkest hour when I did, I mean, I had so much of my life fall away and it's all great. I mean, now I say my biggest burden, my biggest gift was my burden because it transformed me. At the time, I didn't feel that way. And it's really important to put that out there. But also, every time I needed someone to show up, they showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I needed an angel, And I mean, every time, like,
I can say the same thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, there is some kind of, magic around the mystery, because we have to be in the wonder of things. We have to be okay with not knowing everything. It creates the space of allowing things to show up. And it's also kind of like a big hug from the universe going, I know you thought you were abandoned and kicked in the curb and you just didn't want to get up and you were so mucking mad, but you did it. And guess what? Here's the little ray of sunshine. Here's the little hand to help you up. Here's, you know, there are those agreements and we don't know when they're going to show up, but I believe they're kismic and magical and meant to be, right?
Yes.
Also, another big thing I wanted to say, and this has been a big one for me in the last few years, is when you really heal something that you feel like just didn't go the way that you had hoped, or you feel heartbroken that things didn't go the way that you would have liked them to, and spirit always has that bigger plan for your soul.
Yes, yes.
There's such a transformation when you realize that maybe some of the people have showed up in your life because at that very moment, you had an agreement that they were going to crack you open, make you uncomfortable, break you open so you could get to the next level. And in this lifetime, you may never see them again, or you may feel remorse or whatever it is. But at a soul level, that was a great service that they did for you.
Yes.
Even if it
yes.
doesn't feel that way.
Right, because it pulls you closer to you, right? Because even though you might feel like you're falling apart, there's that part of you that really is coming together, right? Because right. it's you're dismantling, you know, you're unraveling information, you know, you're actually getting into that feeling place. So that's why it's so important to recognize, right, that it's okay, you know, for people to come into our lives and, you know, just be able to also let them go when it's time for them to let go. You know, because it also becomes difficult for other people, too, when they want when they understand it's time for me to let go. They're not wanting, you know, to hurt you. But in the process, they may end up doing that because they just don't know how to cut the ties. Right. Because we're mm-hmm. kind of holding on so tightly. So mm-hmm. it's important for us to recognize, oh, what did mm-hmm. I learn here? What is the information that this person came to teach me or to remind me of? Because sometimes it's things we need to remember that we have mm-hmm. forgotten, right? That, you know, are coming back to the surface, to the conscious level. Right. And I think I've said this before. Right. It's important for us to celebrate our breakthroughs as well as our breakdowns, because the medicine that each holds is priceless and sacred. And so that's really, truly important. I really believe that. Right. Because sometimes, yeah, we have those moments where, you know, we just don't want to let go. We don't want to let go. We you know, this is what we thought was going to be. You know, let's say a lifetime, you know, no, I thought this was my lifetime person. But the more we try to make that lifetime person, you know, that seasonal, right, that reason or that seasoned person into a lifetime person, we may end up doing that, but we may not end up getting what it is that we really needed. And so we will both do a little bit or a lot of suffering, right, because there's going to be a lot of work to do, right, yeah. to get out of this, let's say, seasonal relationship that we made lifetime. And you know, that's why sometimes we have separations and divorces and things like that, right? Because ooh, we yeah. really believed that this person was a lifetime person, but really this person came to teach us to get us to hit every trigger sometimes, right? So that we can go, like, it's like, my goodness, I don't want to feel like this. I want to feel good. You know, I want, and then that's when we start to, when we start to get stronger and stronger within the relationship, is because we're going, this is not what I thought it was, right? And we learn. And sometimes it, being thankful for unanswered prayers too is important, right? Because, you know, sometimes you say, oh, you know, I'm gonna be with this person for the rest of my life. And it doesn't happen because you never even, you know, got that intensely involved. And then you're like years later going, oh, dear God, thank you for that. You know, thank you that I didn't, you know, that I didn't make that decision, right? Or that I didn't feel that, you know, this was it, my, you know, the only. There's always something better. And I'm going to say it that way. There's always something better, you know, and I can even say it like, let's take it away from relationships. We can put it into jobs. We can put it into like, you're going to buy a house. And let's say you fell in love with this house and all of a sudden you somebody bought it out from under you. Well, you know, my belief is that that's not, your,
not
house.
Your house.
It's not your house. It never was. Right. But there is some house that's out there that is waiting for you. That is so much. It's so perfectly made just for you. And we have, it's important for us to believe that deep within, right? That we are on the right path and that that which belongs to us, right, will always be ours. No one can take that from you. That's an important piece too, because sometimes we think that somebody can come in and just, oh, take it, you know, from you. No, if it was theirs, they'll have it. But if it was meant for you, it will always be meant for you. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that I believe that that's an important piece as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the other thing that comes to mind is, you know, the all that stuff we talked about with being your own detective and healing those wounds and healing those layers. Because, you know, for me, I know abandonment is a huge part of my entire life. It has been, it's played out since I was 18 months old. And, I am the girl, that had the dog with the bone. You know, I don't let anything go. I go to the end. I'm the girl with the face in the puddle. I can breathe. I can lift my head. I can do it, you know. And at some point, you know, you've got to go, why am I hanging on to this person's ankle while they're kicking me with their other foot to get rid of me?
Yeah.
I'm not proud of this behavior, but I've been there.
And it's understanding the energy, right, of it.
Yes. And also going, you know, this is not a reflection of your worth and value. This is not a reflection of whether you are loved. This is not a reflection of whether this person values you or not. This is the way... The forward, the way the river is flowing.
Yeah, this is an old wound. This is an old wound, right? That is really hasn't been cared for and loved and honored and acknowledged and, you know, kind of like settled, right? And healed. And so we hold on because there's an old wound that says, you know, look, of the pain of this, and I'm going to hold on to this because this is going to make it better. This is going to make it better, but it's
Let's talk about that for a second, that holding on thing, because, you know, I get a lot of, you know, I'm going to get a lot of shit for this. I can tell already, but that's okay. I'm willing to risk it. Okay. I can take it. I'm a tough cookie.
Let's
Men
do it.
Men are very good at going, I'm done ghosting you, and they're done. And when you know they're done, right? Not all men. I know I'm putting all men in one category, but women will go, you know, what can I do to make it work? What let's talk about it. Let's do this. Let's do that. And I'm not saying those things aren't important in some instances, but men can compartmentalize much better in my experience as a reader and a counselor, where they can cut things off and know they're done. And they can walk forward. And there's a benefit to that. There's a benefit to it's done and shutting the energy down. And you may feel rejected by that. But when you look at the reality of where do I stand, you have your answer. And so you may not be the answer you want, may not be what you hope for, but you got your answer. That door is closed.
Yeah,
and it's important sometimes for people to go, it's okay, the door closed. That's it. You don't have to keep trying to pick the lock and scrape and, you know.
Right. Open the door, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to open that door. Right. Because there's always another door. Right. There's always another door. But while we're focused on this particular door, we will never see the other doors that are open, wide open. And so I'm going to track back because.
I know I saw you were going
to. You know me. Yeah. Because I come from I think differently in that sense. Male and female, because I also believe that there are, I think it's, maybe it's not as balanced, but there are many men out there who, you know, who are the opposite of what, right, you were saying in a way, right?
Yeah, because, like I'm not walking all in one sun.
Yeah, yeah.
But because, in my experience, men are much better at cutting it and walking in personal interpersonal relationships.
Yeah. And then there are those who just don't know how because depending on how they were raised, right?
They might feel
and maybe not so much ankle grabbers, but maybe they don't want to cause pain or whatever, and then they linger. And so this is the way but you know, I think that when the message, right, that you're putting out there is important, because when we are making decisions, as you were saying, right, when we're making decisions, it's truly important to recognize why we are making the decisions that we're making. Why are we choosing to stay, right?
Yeah.
And why are we choosing to go? And both of those decisions should be based upon how I feel in this relationship, right? Mm-hmm. The answer is connected to how I feel in this relationship. If I don't feel nurtured in this relationship, if I don't feel loved in this relationship, if I don't feel supported in this relationship, if I don't feel heard or seen or acknowledged in this relationship, why am I in this relationship? And then that's the question I have to ask. I have to say, now I have to dive into this. Why do I feel that I do not have the right to have a relationship that is full, that, you know, that gives me all of those things? Because there are relationships that have all of that in it. And it's just that we're focusing on this relationship. And, oh, you know, I hear people sometimes going, oh, I've been with this person for X amount of years. And, you know, so yes, you've spent that much time with this person. And hopefully you have learned and you have grown and you have learned what it is that you really, truly want. And now it's time to say, I made an investment in this relationship. And that investment was my understanding of myself and where I begin and where I end. And it's important, because when we are able to do that, we can say, I got a ticket out, right? And I'm free and clear of any, because sometimes people feel like, oh, I owe this, or I, you know, we don't really owe anything, you know, to anyone. Basically, what we need to do is understand that we owe it to ourselves, because when we are true to ourselves, we can unhook ourselves and then unhook others from that energy as well, right? Because it's important for us to free ourselves from energy that really isn't serving us in any way, right? Other than us feeling less than and unworthy, right? If in a relationship, and it doesn't matter whether it's a relationship where it's, let's say, you know, work. A partnership or work or, you know, any kind of relationship, the friendship, it doesn't matter. If it's a relationship, then it should be a relationship where you feel, you know, balanced in it, right? Where you're not feeling like, oh, I have to fit in here, so I have to change the way I think, see, and feel and all of this to be in that. No, that's good.
So important, Marilyn, what you're saying right there, because I also get a lot of women who say, well, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to scare him off or I don't want to push him away. And I'm like, oy, 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 oy. Do you know how much heartache you can save yourself? Just be Just say what you need, because if they don't know, they can't reject you or give it to you. But either way, you're not going to have your answer. You're not being genuine in your relationship.
Yes.
And it's the wrong, false foundation. I see this.
Yeah. And then you're trying. And then you know where that leads. That leads to. And this is the other thing in a relationship. I say to people, I tell people this. Is there something about this person that you want to change? Because if there's something about this person that you want to change, then you need to sit with that and understand why. Because if I have a relationship with someone and I feel that I need to change that person is not my person. See,
that's a big red flag.
He or she is not my person, because I'm now wanting.
Mountains.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to say, oh, I can see this. And I know that this person can be this. Listen. It could take a lifetime for this person to be that. I'm not saying they can't be that, but what I'm saying is it could take a lifetime. And the other question is, are you willing, right, to sit in that energy, right, for a lifetime? I mean, maybe you could do it for a season, right?
For potential.
For a reason, or, you know, whatever that reason might be. But don't mix it up. Don't get it mixed up, because when we get it mixed up, it's so much harder to untangle that web that was formed, you know, in that relationship. And it's just sometimes then becomes harder to kind of find your, it's almost like I say, it's almost like you have to be able to separate yourself from the crazy. You know, and really, because that's what it is. It's all that energy that's just like live wires, and you're just entangled in all of that. Mm-hmm. So we need to be able to assess ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. And we need to untangle ourselves from this conversation for about 30 seconds so that we can go to our second break.
All right.
But yeah, you're on a roll. We're on a roll now. Things are just getting hot and heavy, right?
There you go. Come on back.
Where your focus goes, your energy flows. I want to talk about acceptance when we come back around that. All
great.
Right, you guys. Stay tuned.
See you in a few.
We are going to be right back.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With everything going on, there may be times you feel like you can't handle it all. Journaling, meditating, and talking with friends and family can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope. Your kids are also going through a lot of new experiences, and simply talking with them about their feelings can be quite powerful.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
You're gonna go on it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Shooting the Shift with Miss Marilyn and Miss Elizabeth. And here we are talking about relationships that have a time, a season, a reason, and a lifetime. And Wow, I think we were talking about untangling ourselves from the expectations we have of the potential of people. Or, you know, I know for me, I had no business getting married the first time when I got married. It was all about the boat, which I got married on the boat and the dress and the people coming and, you know, like living happily every after. And the dream that I thought was the reality of what my world was, right? Nothing could have been further from the truth. And I had so many expectations on that man and ideas and preconceived notions of what it was going to be like. I mean, really, when I look at that girl, I just want to give her a big hug and go, oh, honey, you know. And that poor man, who is a very nice, loving person. I mean, there was nothing wrong with him. I just wasn't ready for any of that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the my personal self-growth in this lifetime has been beyond anything I could have ever imagined. I'm not even that same person. In my heart I am, in my soul I am, but because of everything I've been through, this is where I am, right? And I always say, start where you are. Start where you are. That's one of the things I always tell my clients. Let's start where you are, because we don't need to go back to the back to start where we are. And the big thing, and I've said this too, we repeat ourselves, because you know what? We need to hear it too. And it's information that's necessary. Acceptance. When you can accept, you know, sometimes people ghost you, they disappear, and they never talk to you again. If you offended them, you know, you never know why. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because you're not going to fix it. But if you can accept, it couldn't go any other way. I may not have liked the way it went. I may not ever know. I will never know in my lifetime why that person walked away. As long as you can accept that you'll never know, you let yourself off the hook. Yeah. Because there's not much more you can do except find freedom in your own soul and know in your heart your intention. And that's it. And it sounds really easy, but it takes a lot to get there. And sometimes it can take years. I mean, I have one really dear, dear friend, and I just know from trauma in her own life that she had a breaking point. And it took me years and years to be able to accept that it was okay. It took me years of heartache. And I'm grateful for all of it now looking back. But at the time, boy, oh boy, you know, it near about killed me. Just like when I lost my mama. It just grief. Yeah.
Yeah. We have to. Let me not say we have to, but it's important to, right? It is important. I always try to watch my words, right? Because it really is important. Words have a frequency and they have a power. And it's important to recognize that. So when I speak, see, I self-correct because I understand that in the moment I was feeling like, and then I'm like, okay, slow it down. If we can slow it down, then we can get the right words, right? Whatever that might be. So that it's felt in a way where it feels good, right? Mm. So, and in that explanation, I lost my train of thought there.
Well, that happens to me every 10 minutes. So yeah, if it's only happening to you once, you're doing pretty good in my book. we're on the fly. That's what we do. We don't have scripts. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's about accepting, right? It's accepting if somebody, you know, I have to be honest. I mean, there have been times that I've been the one that just, you know, walks away from relationships and it's because I feel that I need to do this, right? Because it's I've done the work. I have fulfilled whatever mission it is that I was on, which I never know what the mission is, right? Until it's done, right? And so I've learned, you know, because I've also looked at my life and I've been looking, you know, like really deep into it. And I go, wow, you know, all these people, right, that have come in and out of your life and all the people that you have come into their lives and out of their lives. Like, it's almost like this, oh, she was here, and now she's not. What happened? Right. But right. I think that it's an issue of sometimes it's easier to say goodbye. I'll see you sometime, you know.
Yeah. But or I wish sometimes, you well.
Yes, but sometimes mm-hmm. it just isn't, because sometimes you're holding on so tight to me that yes. I can't even say the words, because mm-hmm. I am like, I feel like, okay, so now you got, you have so much control over my, you know, mm-hmm. my person right now, that I need to, you know, like release myself from the energy mm-hmm. because it doesn't, mm-hmm. if it doesn't feel good, then I am very quick to say, okay, this is it. This was a beautiful, you know, we had an amazing time. You know, we've
but
had a blast,
it ain't working anymore.
Maybe yeah. it was yeah. at one time, yeah. and we got to a place where now, okay, we've done the work, and now it's time to keep on moving,
and honor honor that work, honor
yes.
the experience. That's what I was saying about gather and take the gifts and release what is no longer you know, one thing that's helped me so much, Marilyn, is my connection to source, and when my mediumship mm-hmm. opened up, and mm-hmm. my trance work and working with spirit, because I know truly that there is there's a divine plan, and it ain't mine. And I know, like John Lennon used to say, life is what happens while you're busy making plans. And every damn plan I had in the last 3 years with COVID went out the window, including me being in the UK, you know? So yeah, I had my little pity potty, but I know that I was meant to be planted where I am doing what I'm doing. And that's essentially why I went with the flow.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things that's helped me so much with the release and the acceptance is the Ho'oponopono prayer.
Oh, yeah.
And that I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I have a practice daily where I go outside every day and put my feet on the earth for 15 minutes a day. And I will put my hand on a tree branch, and I will send that through the aspens in my backyard mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I know that everything is interconnected. And I know, and this is not why I do it, but as I send that prayer over and over in that heart intention, and I get in my heart space where the love is, I only go from the love space. Mm-hmm. The amount of love that comes back into my yep. body and my
it's
heart,
amazing.
It's incredible. And it yes. takes a while to get that flow going. But when it goes, it's so healing, releasing, and reviving.
Yeah.
And so I highly recommend that, because if you have a family member you're not talking to, the love is there, the history is there, the
yes.
knowing of what you both went through is there, but
right.
you can't connect because it's not healthy. Try that, because
yes.
that's a way that you can talk to their soul and put that energy out with your best heart intention.
Yeah.
And it works.
Uh-huh, and it does work. And I love that one. Truly, I do. And the other piece is to remember that you're saying it also for yourself, to
exactly.
yourself, right?
Yes.
Because it's not it's a beautiful thing, you know, outward, right? Like friends, family,
mm-hmm.
all that.
Oh,
but we
yeah.
have to say that to ourselves as well, because yeah, we need that. We need that for ourselves. And it is a beautiful way of receiving.
And how much nasty shit have I said to people in anger in my past that I need to let myself off the hook for?
Yeah.
Sorry, I totally cut you off.
No, but
seriously,
it's important, yeah.
You know, the angel, the edge is there for a reason. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm human. I lash out sometimes.
Yeah.
So forgiveness of self is so important.
It definitely is, right? Because if we don't forgive ourselves, just think about it. It's going to be even harder to forgive another, right? Because
we're not. We're still
difficult.
On the hook.
Yeah, because we're still,
I've left myself on the meat hook longer than I ever left anybody else on that meat hook.
Exactly.
I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
I'm
so
like, I'm not liking dangling here anymore. How do I get myself off this damn hook?
There you go. You go,
seriously.
I'm getting off the hook. I'm cutting down those hooks. I'm actually going to, right? Make
That's
them
right.
disappear, right? Because nothing can latch on to me anymore, right? Because that's important. You know, but part of that is understanding that we put ourselves on that hook.
On the hook.
Oh, yes. My God. So it's so important for us to recognize that it's us. We're the ones mm-hmm. who put ourselves there. No one else is putting us there.
Oh, and I don't know about yours, but mine is a big, dark, scary Freddy Krueger freezer. Well, you know, like that you hear the the rusty hooks and stuff, you know. So yeah, I mean, you really got to be aware of how deep and dark you're taking yourself, and how would you do that to anybody else?
Right. And that's the question, right? That is mm-hmm. the question, the $1 million question, right? Because if you can ask that and answer yes, I would, all right then. But if you would answer, and chances are 99.9% of the time you wouldn't, and therefore that should be the place that you begin, right? You start from there and you say, okay, moving forward, okay, or in this moment, right? Because mm-hmm. we can stop at any point in time mm-hmm. of our mm-hmm. conversation with self, right? That we're having with ourselves, and we can say, hold on, wait a minute. I'm no longer feeling like that or thinking like that or believing that way. This is the way I believe now, right? That I am mm-hmm. worthy, that I am enough, that I matter, that I'm important, mm-hmm. and that what I need and want is important, right? And then I'm going to choose me to learn to love myself.
And you know, there's like that meme going around on Facebook mm-hmm. that's all about, you know, like, if I loved you in the past, if you meant something to me in the past, if we had a connection, I am still rooting for you. I am still happy for you to move forward. I want success for you. And I think that's important. You know, I think bottom line, as long as you're okay with your own heart and you know your intention, that's what you mm-hmm. got to go with, because that's the energy. That's the frequency that you're putting out there in your life, in your world, and in every bit of it. Right. Yeah. And that's why I love that Ho'oponopono prayer so much, because it is a beautiful release for peace. Mm-hmm. And just let everybody be. We're all messed up. We're all freaks in flesh suits. We're all healing baggage. We're all unhooking ourselves from something, right?
Yeah. And carrying all of that, right? Like we carry the baggage like it's a badge of honor. And it's right. not a badge of honor, right? So it's important. You know, when I
it's
used to work with the
kids. It's a 10-pound sack of crap that you're just holding you back from stuff.
And when I used to work with the kids, right, I used to always say to them, let's think about what we're doing. So we start off with a little pouch, like, you know, the little stick with a little hanky, and we put the stuff in it.
Yeah, when you run away from
home. Right, and we're running away, right? So we have all that junk in there, but it's not heavy. And so then we go and make it a bigger bag. Now you got a sack. Now you have a backpack. You go from the backpack. Now it's in a wagon because it's too big and it's too heavy and you can't carry it. And you need wheels. And next thing you know, you got a car. But after the car, then you got a truck. Oh, now you got a 16-wheeler. Hey, when you're going to say enough is enough, I got to let this go. It's important mm-hmm. for you to be able to say, you know what? I no longer need this stuff. Mm-hmm. What has all of this taught me? What have I learned from this? And if I haven't learned anything from it, then let me go back and let me dig mm-hmm. a little, right? But I need to remove the baggage so that I no longer feel weighted and I no longer feel so heavy in my spirit, right? I want to be mm-hmm. able to be free and clear and,
that's
you know,
right.
just emanating light, like, instead of this, ugh, you know?
It's like a butterfly with a giant boulder. Just cut the string, you know, it doesn't work. Exactly.
Yeah. And you want to fly.
And that's why it's so important that you just take the gifts. What did I learn from this experience? Mm-hmm. Whether I liked it or not, how did I grow?
Right.
How can I just let it be? Let it be. And
how can I make
peace? Think, you know what? Yeah. You know what, Marilyn? Some things we're not supposed to know.
No.
That we're just not supposed to know, and that's okay. As humans, we want to know everything. You know, when's he going to call? When's this going to happen? When will I get this? When will I do this? And you know what? you're co-creating it. You're robbing yourself part of the journey if you're so busy like trying to grab instead of just have the gratitude of knowing that it's arriving, that it's coming, you got it, you know?
Yeah. I go like this, in God's time, it'll come, right? I can't force it. I can't force it.
Like my mother says, vaya con Dios. Go with
vaya
God.
Vaya con Dios. That's right.
You say it sexy. You do the sexy thing. Yeah. I sound like the white gringo girl.
And it's so, you sound beautiful.
But it's so true. You know, vaya con Dios. Go with God. Go with the plan. Mm. Wear your attention. What is that beautiful sunbeam in front of you instead of that dirty trail of, you know, whatever from your raft behind you?
Right.
You're in front of you. It's all ahead of you. It's not behind you.
Yeah, and gratitude, right? You brought that up, and it's interesting because I'm thinking yesterday, right, the whole thing of gratitude came up, and I was like, oh my goodness, yeah, that's right. I remember because I kept saying, how did you get to this place, Marilyn, where you are now? Mm-hmm. I know that I'm still in the process, right? I understand that I'm still in the process, but I love where I am now. I love where I am with myself now and with my understanding of who I am. And that's important to me because there was a time in my life when I just wasn't.
And I wouldn't trade any of those things for the world.
Yes.
And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow.
And thank you so much for joining us today. Peace and blessings.
Yes, thank you so much. See you next time, next Wednesday.
Get through the holidays.
Yeah. Oh, wow.